For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Traveling with Trint. I'm your host, ML, and in this podcast series, we explore some of the most stunning destinations across the United States. Today, we're embarking on a road trip through the beautiful states of Vermont and Massachusetts, specifically Cape Cod. As we journey through these two destinations, we'll be immersing ourselves in the local culture, taking in the breathtaking landscapes, and indulging in delicious regional cuisine. We'll also be sharing insider tips and recommendations for making the most of your own trip to these destinations. Vermont is known for its idyllic small towns, lush forests, and rolling hills, while Cape Cod boasts stunning beaches, charming villages, and a rich maritime history. These two destinations may seem like worlds apart, but they both offer a unique blend of natural beauty and cultural experiences. During our trip, we'll be exploring some of the best attractions, landmarks, and hidden gems that Vermont and Cape Cod have to offer. We'll be hiking through verdant forests, visiting quaint towns, touring historic lighthouses, and dining on fresh seafood. So, whether you're a nature lover, history buff, or foodie, there's something for everyone on this journey. So buckle up and get ready for an adventure you won't soon forget. We are road tripping through Vermont and visiting Cape Cod in Massachusetts. In this section, we will guide you through the process of planning your trip, from the best time to visit to how to book your trip and other helpful tips. The best time to visit Vermont is during the fall season, where you can see the stunning autumn colors that blanket the mountains and valleys. The months of September and October are the prime time to witness the fall foliage in its full glory. As for Cape Cod, the best time to visit is during the summer months, from June to August, where you can enjoy the beaches, sunshine, and outdoor activities. When it comes to booking your trip, there are several options available. You can choose to fly into Boston and rent a car, or you can drive your own car. Personally, I chose to use my own car, as I wanted to have the flexibility of exploring the area at my own pace. For accommodations, I used Expedia.com to find the best deals at hotels and resorts in both Vermont and Cape Cod. Here are some additional tips for planning your trip. Research the attractions and activities you want to do ahead of time and make reservations if necessary. Pack appropriate clothing and gear for the season and activities you plan to do. Check the weather forecast before your trip and adjust your plans accordingly. Make sure you have a GPS or map to navigate through unfamiliar areas. Bring snacks and water for the road. With these tips in mind, you're ready to plan your perfect road trip through Vermont and Cape Cod. Get ready to explore stunning scenery, historic landmarks, and experience the charm and hospitality of New England. As a seasoned traveler, I can tell you that choosing the right accommodations can make or break your trip. And when it comes to exploring Vermont and Cape Cod, there are plenty of options to suit every type of traveler. If you're looking for a luxurious stay, there are plenty of upscale hotels to choose from. In Vermont, one of my favorite hotels is the Stowe Mountain Lodge, which offers breathtaking mountain views and a ski-in, ski-out location, with spacious rooms and suites that feature cozy fireplaces and private balconies. This hotel is the perfect retreat after a long day of skiing or hiking. Another great option in Vermont is the Woodstock Inn and Resort, a historic hotel that's been welcoming guests since 1793. The rooms here are elegantly decorated and feature four-poster beds, plush linens, and beautiful views of the surrounding countryside. And with an award-winning spa, a championship golf course, and several excellent restaurants, there's plenty to keep you entertained during your stay. In Cape Cod, the Wequesset Resort and Golf Club is a top pick for those looking for a luxurious stay. This five-star resort sits on 27 acres of beautifully landscaped gardens and offers stunning views of Pleasant Bay, with a private beach, four pools, and a variety of outdoor activities. There's no shortage of things to do here, and the rooms and suites are equally impressive, with luxurious amenities and furnishings that will make you feel right at home. If you're looking for something a bit more budget-friendly, there are plenty of charming bed and breakfasts and inns in both Vermont and Cape Cod. The Inn at Manchester in Vermont, for example, is a cozy, family-owned inn that's perfect for those who want to experience the charm of a small New England town, with comfortable rooms and a delicious breakfast served each morning. This inn is a great choice for those on a budget. In Cape Cod, the Captain Freeman Inn is another great option. This historic inn is located in a charming village and features beautifully decorated rooms with antiques and luxurious linens. And with a delicious breakfast served each morning and plenty of outdoor spaces to relax and unwind, it's the perfect place to escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. For those who love the outdoors, there are plenty of campgrounds to choose from in both Vermont and Cape Cod. In Vermont, the Little River State Park is a popular choice, with campsites that offer stunning views of the surrounding mountains and plenty of opportunities for hiking, fishing, and swimming. And in Cape Cod, the Nickerson State Park is a great option, With campsites nestled in the woods and easy access to beaches and hiking trails, no matter what type of accommodations you choose, there are plenty of options to suit every type of traveler in Vermont and Cape Cod. So go ahead and book that route and get ready for an unforgettable adventure. Now, let's talk about the food. One of the best parts of traveling is getting to try new and delicious dishes. Unfortunately, as someone with a seafood allergy, I'm unable to indulge in some of the amazing seafood dishes that these cities are known for, but fear not. There are still plenty of options for those with dietary restrictions or preferences. In Vermont, you'll find a variety of dining options, from cozy cafes to upscale restaurants. One of my personal favorites is the Green Goddess Cafe in Stowe, which offers a delicious and healthy menu featuring organic and locally sourced ingredients. If you're looking for something a little more upscale, check out the Hen of the Wood restaurant in Waterbury, which is known for its farm-to-table cuisine and beautiful rustic setting. When it comes to Cape Cod, seafood is king. But that doesn't mean there aren't other delicious options. One standout restaurant is the Red Inn in Provincetown, which offers both seafood and non-seafood options in a charming and historic setting overlooking the water. For a casual and fun dining experience, check out Arnold's Lobster and Clam Bar in Eastham, which is known for its famous lobster rolls and fried seafood. No matter what your taste buds are craving, you'll be sure to find something delicious in these two destinations. And if you're a seafood lover, well, you're in for a treat. As your guide, I'm excited to take you on a journey through the stunning landscapes and charming towns of this beautiful state. Vermont is a nature lover's paradise, with rolling hills, picturesque farms, and dense forests. There's so much to discover here, from scenic drives to exhilarating hikes, and of course, the world-famous Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream Factory. One of the best ways to experience Vermont's natural beauty is by taking a scenic drive. The Green Mountain Byway, for instance, is an 11-mile stretch of road that winds through quaint towns and along the spine of the Green Mountains. You'll pass through stunning forests and by shimmering lakes, making it a perfect opportunity for a picnic or a photo opus. Another must-see drive is the Route 100 Byway, a scenic road that takes you past picturesque villages, covered bridges, and rolling hills dotted with vibrant fall foliage. If you're looking for a more active adventure, Vermont offers countless hiking trails, each with its own unique charm. The Long Trail, Vermont's famous hiking trail, stretches 272 miles from the Massachusetts border to Canada. It offers stunning views of the Green Mountains and is a great way to experience Vermont's natural beauty up close. For a more family-friendly hike, the Stowe Pinnacle Trail offers breathtaking views of Mount Mansfield and the surrounding valley. And of course, no trip to Vermont would be complete without a visit to the Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream Factory in Waterbury. Here, you can take a tour of the factory and learn how their delicious ice cream is made. After the tour, indulge in a scoop of your favorite flavor or try something new. With so many unique flavors to choose from, it's hard to go wrong. But Vermont isn't just about natural beauty and ice cream. The state is also known for its charming towns and vibrant culture. Burlington, for example, is a bustling college town with a vibrant art scene and numerous restaurants and shops. The town of Woodstock is another must-see, with its charming village green, historic homes, and artisanal shops. Vermont is a state with endless opportunities for adventure and exploration. Whether you prefer a leisurely drive through the countryside or a challenging hike in the mountains, there's something for everyone here. And with charming towns and delicious ice cream to boot, what's not to love? So pack your bags and join me on this unforgettable journey through Vermont. As I drove through the rolling hills of Vermont, I couldn't help but feel a sense of calm wash over me. The scenery was breathtaking, with vibrant fall foliage painting the landscape in hues of red, orange,
springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
In Gold, as the sun began to set, I made my way to my cozy hotel in Stowe, where I was greeted by friendly staff and a warm fireplace in the lobby. The next morning, I set out to explore some of the best sights Vermont has to offer. My first stop was the Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream Factory, a must-visit attraction for anyone with a sweet tooth. As I walked through the factory, I learned about the history of this iconic brand and even got to sample some of their delicious ice cream. Next, I hopped in my car and took a scenic drive through the Green Mountains, stopping along the way to take in the stunning views and snap some photos. I made my way to Mount Mansfield, the highest peak in Vermont, and decided not to tackle the challenging hike to the summit. It would be tough climb, but the sweeping vistas of the surrounding landscape are worth the effort to those who dare to scale the mountain top. After a long day of exploring, I made my way back to Stowe and treated myself to a delicious dinner at a local farm-to-table restaurant. The menu featured fresh, locally sourced ingredients and a cozy atmosphere, making for a perfect end to the day. The next morning, I set out for another adventure, this time in the charming town of Woodstock. I wandered through the quaint streets, admiring the historic architecture and browsing the unique shops and galleries. I also made a stop at the Billings Farm and Museum, where I learned about the history of farming in Vermont and got up close with some adorable farm animals. As my trip to Vermont came to an end, I felt grateful for the memories I had made and the beautiful scenery I had experienced. From the rolling hills to the charming towns, there was something for everyone to enjoy in this idyllic corner of the country. I knew I would be back again soon to explore more of the Green Mountain State. Cape Cod. The very name brings to mind images of quaint seaside towns, windswept beaches, and the cries of seagulls echoing through the salty air. It's a place that has captured the hearts of many, and for good reason. There's just something special about this narrow spit of land that juts out into the Atlantic. One of the first things that comes to mind when thinking about Cape Cod is, of course, the beaches. With miles and miles of shoreline, there's no shortage of sandy spots to soak up the sun and dip your toes in the water. From the gentle waves of Nauset Beach to the dunes of Race Point, there's a beach for every taste and preference. But the Cape's beaches are more than just a place to swim and sunbathe. They're also a window into the area's natural beauty. Take a stroll along the shore and you might spot a seal basking on a rock or a sandpiper scurrying along the water's edge. Another iconic feature of Cape Cod is its lighthouses. These stately structures stand sentinel along the coastline, guiding ships safely through the treacherous waters. There are several lighthouses to visit on the Cape, each with its own unique history and character. The Cape Cod Light in Truro, for example, dates back to 1797 and boasts a distinctive brick tower. Meanwhile, the Nauset Light in Eastham has been moved several times due to coastal erosion, but still stands tall and proud as a symbol of the area's maritime heritage. Of course, no trip to Cape Cod would be complete without a little bit of wildlife watching. One of the most popular activities is whale watching, where visitors can catch a glimpse of these majestic creatures as they breach and spout in the ocean. There are several whale watching tours available, departing from various ports around the Cape. If you're lucky, you might also spot a pod of dolphins or a seal or two. But exploring Cape Cod isn't just about ticking off sights and attractions. It's also about immersing yourself in the laid-back, seaside vibe of the area. Take a leisurely bike ride along the Cape Cod Rail Trail, a scenic path that winds through forests and past salt marshes. Stop off at a local seafood shack for some fried clams or a lobster roll, or browse the boutiques and galleries in one of the charming towns like Chatham or Provincetown. As the sun begins to set, head back to your cozy accommodations to rest up for another day of exploring. There are plenty of options when it comes to places to stay, from quaint bed and breakfast to luxurious resorts. No matter where you choose to lay your head, though, you're sure to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on another day in this unique and unforgettable corner of New England. As you venture through the lush landscapes of Vermont and the picturesque shores of Cape Cod, you'll soon discover that there is a world of adventure and exploration waiting to be discovered beyond the typical tourist attractions. For outdoor enthusiasts, Vermont's Mad River Valley is a kayaker's dream come true, with its winding waterways and jaw-dropping mountain vistas. Glide through the glassy waters and take in the tranquil scenery, or soak up the sunshine while exploring the diverse array of botanical gardens in the state, such as the Vermont Botanical Gardens in Shelburne. This garden boasts an impressive collection of themed gardens and interactive educational programs, perfect for plant lovers of all ages. For those seeking a thrill, look no further than Stowe Mountain Resort, where you can experience the rush of zip lining through the treetops or take to the skies in a hot air balloon ride, providing panoramic views of Vermont from above. If you have a soft spot for furry friends, make sure to visit the Farm Sanctuary in Watkins Glen, where you can get up close and personal with the resident rescued farm animals and learn about their care. When it comes to Cape Cod, kayaking is another popular activity, offering the perfect opportunity to explore the tranquil salt marshes while admiring the local wildlife, including seals and shorebirds. But for me, nothing quite compares to the thrill of horseback riding, a unique and tranquil way to experience the breathtaking landscape of Cape Cod. At Highland Farm in Truro, you can saddle up and embark on a guided trail ride through the dunes and forest, where you'll be treated to sweeping ocean and bay views. Whether you're a seasoned rider or a beginner, you'll find that there's something magical about exploring the stunning surroundings on horseback. For those interested in learning about local culture and history, Cape Cod offers a range of museums, including the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History and the Heritage Museums and Gardens. For a more unconventional experience, visit the Edward Gorey House in Yarmouthport, the former home of the eccentric artist and writer. Here, you can dive into the world of this enigmatic figure and learn about his life and work. Whether you're seeking adventure or relaxation, Vermont and Cape Cod have something for everyone. With an endless array of activities and attractions to explore, your vacation is sure to be filled with unforgettable experiences and memories that will last a lifetime. As our journey through Vermont and Cape Cod comes to a close, it's time to reflect on all the incredible experiences we've had and offer some final tips for making the most of your trip to these breathtaking destinations. Throughout this podcast, we've highlighted the natural beauty of Vermont and Cape Cod, from the rolling green mountains of the former to the sandy beaches and charming lighthouses of the latter. We've explored the outdoor activities available, including kayaking, horseback riding, hiking, and zip lining, and we've delved into the unique cultural and historical attractions, such as botanical gardens, museums, and farm sanctuaries. But beyond the activities and sites, we've also emphasized the importance of slowing down, immersing yourself in the natural surroundings, and taking time to connect with the people and places around you. Whether it's sharing a meal at a local farm-to-table restaurant or chatting with a farmer at a roadside stand, it's these moments of human connection that truly make a trip memorable. So, as you plan your own trip to Vermont and Cape Cod, here are some final tips to keep in mind. Embrace the outdoors. With so much natural beauty to explore, make sure to set aside plenty of time for outdoor activities. Whether it's a hike in the mountains, a paddle on the river, or a bike ride along the coast, getting outside is the best way to experience all that these destinations have to offer. Seek out local experiences, from farm to table dining to artisanal crafts and products. There are so many unique local experiences to be had in Vermont and Cape Cod. Don't be afraid to step off the beaten path and explore the less touristy areas for a truly authentic experience. Connect with the locals. Whether it's striking up a conversation with a friendly shopkeeper or chatting with a farmer at a roadside stand, connecting with the locals can offer a deeper understanding and appreciation of the places you're visiting. Take your time. While it can be tempting to try to fit in as much as possible, don't forget to take time to slow down and savor the moments. Whether it's watching a sunset over the ocean or simply sitting on a bench in a picturesque park, sometimes the best memories are made when we're not rushing around. And with that, we conclude our exploration of Vermont and Cape Cod. But don't worry, there's always more to discover and explore. Join us next week as we journey to Acadia and Bar Harbor in Maine, where we'll delve into the rugged beauty of this iconic destination and uncover all the hidden gems it has to offer. Until then, happy travels.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.